Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1956, recorded on Thursday, the 27th of April, 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Dorothy Sneasby, and I'm joined by Geoffrey Hodson.
Thank you, Dorothy. Well, we'd like to welcome first a new listener, Lois Lane from Sprowston. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have a feature on a new acquisition for the Memorial Library at the Forum. We also have letters to the Evening News, Information Desk and What's On. And at the end of the recording will be the May edition of Let's Talk. Our first news stories include the introduction of a new menu at a fish and chip stall and the continuing trial involving a London drug dealer. But first, the founder of The Big Issue says Norfolk needs better mental health provision to reduce homelessness.
John Bird, who is a peer in the House of Lords, said it was vital support was made available to vulnerable young people in the county. He claimed Norfolk was one of the worst areas in the UK for providing support for young people suffering mental health issues. But he stressed that it was due to a lack of funding and that local authorities and the NHS could not be blamed. Mr. Bird made the comments during a visit to Norwich, where he was invited to talk about the benefits of social enterprise. He said, "A major chunk of solving the homelessness problem is to get behind social enterprises and charities and to understand the problems of mental health in our communities. If we can make our young people more stable in the home and can help them through school or with psychological support, we will prevent the next generation of people from being out on the streets."
Nearly £3 million worth of taxpayers' money has been used to pay off departing council staff in controversial settlements which include gagging orders. Freedom of information requests showed compromise or settlement agreements have been used more than 200 times by councils in our region since 2013. They're being used when people have been sacked, made redundant, or left due to workplace issues. Despite the government saying such measures, which confidentiality clauses should only be used in extreme circumstances, through such voluntary agreements, staff get a severance and agree to not to make a tribunal claim, and the confidential element prevents them speaking about their former employers. The council said the use of the agreements saved money by avoiding legal disputes.
A homeless man has been jailed in a bid to rid him of his alcohol demons after he committed a string of offences in Norwich city centre. Morgan Jones, 33, of no fixed address, urinated in front of schoolchildren, stole a tip jar from a restaurant and snatched a baguette from a convenience store, among other offences. He appeared at Norwich Magistrates Court, where he faced six charges of theft, criminal damage and drunk and disorderly behaviour likely to cause harassment or distress. He admitted to all the charges, was sent to prison for 12 weeks and ordered to pay £100 in compensation to the three stores he stole from.
A London drug dealer with a large knife was spotted in the flat of a man on the night before he was stabbed to death, a court heard. Norwich County Court also heard that the victim, Steve Stannard, got into trouble for supposedly taking drugs from someone in the London-based drugs group Pat and Mick. Mr. Stannard, 37, was found with multiple stab wounds, two of which penetrated his heart, when emergency services arrived at his Bowers Avenue flat in Mile Cross, Norwich, on November the 5th, 2016. Trixie, his pet border collie, also suffered stab wounds but survived the attack.
Giving the green light to a 25-storey tower at Anglia Square would overwhelm the surrounding area and open the door to further high-rise development in the city centre, according to concerns raised by civic watchdog the Norwich Society. Submitting their formal response to the second round of consultations for the future of the shopping district, the group say the signature building would damage the amenities of residents who would feel dominated and overlooked. And they raise particular concerns that the users of Catton Park would have their view destroyed. Developers Western Homes and Columbia Threadneedle expect to submit a planning application, which includes proposals for 1,350 homes within weeks. To achieve the quota of homes to make the plan cost-effective, a 25-storey tower is currently planned. A comprehensive assessment is now underway with Norwich City Council to evaluate the impact of the tower on the skyline from 40 viewpoints around the city.
The new manager of one of Norwich's major shopping centres has said he's looking forward to the challenge after returning to the business. Robert Bradley has been appointed as centre manager at Norwich's Castle Mall, having previously held the role for 9 years. The news comes after Amanda Phillips announced her departure from the job to take up another opportunity in retail.
When he recorded a simple online video, Norwich teenager Bailey May had no idea it would catapult him to stardom in the Philippines. But that is exactly what it has done after the Notre Dame High School student's video went viral with nearly 100,000 views and led to a glittering television and music career. Since releasing the cover of Beautiful Girl by Sean Kingston in March 2015 as a video on Facebook, his family noticed most of the attention seemed to be coming from his native Philippines. So, Bailey went on to successfully audition for the country's own version of Big Brother. And after finishing fourth in the hit television show, he has had to move back to his native country after moving to the UK when he was just 4 years old. Since his first television appearance, he has launched an award-winning music career. Bailey's popularity has led to him becoming an endorser for Coca-Cola, Jollibee, Bench and Huawei Mobile. He is hoping to return to Norwich later this year.
From deep-fried cream eggs to battered haggis and heart-shaped chips, a fish and chip vendor in the centre of Norwich has always tried to stay ahead of the latest trends by serving up a variety of tasty treats. Lucy's Chips stall has been a mainstay on Norwich Market for the last 40 years. But now, under new management, it's been expanded and introduced a new menu to cater for even more customers. Among the new dishes on the menu are a range of gluten-free foods to appeal to the growing number of people who are choosing to follow a gluten-free diet. Lucy's Chips has doubled the size of its pitch on the market by taking over a neighbouring stall. And now, with the increased floor space, a new larger fryer has been installed.
Students at Norwich's City College hosted a Dining in the Dark experience to raise money local children bereavement charity Nelson's Journey and Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. They wanted to show that senses can be heightened when you have poor or no sight, or that when you are bereaved, things around you change and experiences can feel different. One of the organisers, Aidan Reed, 19, from Lingwood, had a personal reason for supporting Nelson's Journey. He said, "The reason why we choose to support Nelson's Journey is because they have helped me so much. 5 years ago, my cousin took his own life and I didn't know what to do. If it wasn't for the charity, then I wouldn't be the strong person I am today." A total of £69 was raised from an accompanying raffle to be split between the two charities.
An auction of clothes worn by the Suffolk superstar Ed Sheeran has raised more than £7,000 for East Anglia's children's hospices each. The charity, for which Ed is an ambassador, launched an auction of 70 tops, trousers and trainers on eBay last month. Bids came in from across the world, including the United States and Australia, with one German superfan paid out £897.55 for 5 items. The top performing lot was a pair of orange Adidas trainers packaged with a postcard signed by the 26-year-old singer that went for all the fives, £555.55. And the total amount raised was £7,289.87.